Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
This is Daytime After Dark, known as, you know, the Carly Show. I'm kidding about it's the Carly Show. I'm just decided to be really funny tonight, funnier than usual. Tonight we are having from Bowden the Beautiful, Aaron D. Spears. He plays Marcus's dad on there with I Love Him. To pieces. He just, you know, he's fun. I love watching him. You know, I love Justin. I want Justin back on there full time. You know, I feel like we don't see enough Justin, you know, I don't, people. I think we need to get the American people behind him and, you know, make him more of a lead on there because, you know, he is fun to look at, very, very fun to look at. So waiting on that, waiting for him to call in. Also, we are going to talk about, you guessed it, the Dancing of the Stars ending, the great ending of all reality shows ending, the greatest final ever to happen in daytime, in prime time, in life itself. Okay, you guys can see I'm a little excited. Well, you know, I'm proud of my girl Melissa. She pulled it off. she won. I knew she was going to win. You know, I was losing a little hope there for a while, but then my girl pulled it off. So that, you know, that is going to go on. And let's see what else. We will talk about Zeno Hospital. And then next week, I just want to announce why I have time and I'm remembering. The wonderful and talented Christoph St. John will be here. Neil from YNR will be here. Can't wait. Second interview with him, too. Just call me by interview, people. Blog Talk is being a joke. Thanks, Sam, for letting me know that Blog Talk is usually a joke. The number to call in, people, is 347-840-8721. That's in case I said it too fast. 1-347-850-8721. And let's see, what else? YNR is getting good. Days of Our Life is getting good. B&B is what I'm calling my crying soap right now because, you know, Stephanie's death made me, you know, really, cry. You know, I'm beginning to think, people, that the Kleenex company and the soap company together have went into one room and said, okay, I know how we can make the Kleenex people more money. Let's make people cry when they are watching soap. So I think they got together. Conspiracy or not, people, I don't care. I think they decided to, you know, get, you know, together and getting together and making money off us, because I had to go and buy another box of tissues today. But I bought the very soft kind, not the cheap kind. Don't buy the cheap kind because it makes your nose run. And I just want to thank Delayed and Kathy for being in this album. Thanks, good. Let's see. By the way, you guys, I have a new song I will be premiering tonight. I made up a very good song, and I also made up a very other really cute little song, and I will kind of sing it right now because I have time and there's nothing else. So, It's called I'm dreaming of snow. And now the album and everything. Okay, come on. Okay. The chat room just closed on me. Okay, let's see. I'm waiting to get back into Blog Talk. So, and let's see, I'm waiting to get into Blog Talk. Okay, good. I'm back on Blog Talk. That's good. That was interesting. And let's see, okay, that was very interesting. Blog Talk is just killing me tonight. Killing me softly, but oh. Okay, let's see. I got back on Blog Talk. Woo! I like saying that, people. And let's see. Okay, I'm back on Blog Talk. That's great. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Got that. I would tell you it was being a joke. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's being a joke. Like, I want to kill people. Okay, I'm going to bring on Kathy for a minute because this...
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Yes, well, I couldn't think of anything more to say to myself, so...
Maybe you should bring on callers until he comes, and then you can just mute us.
You don't then call.
I think that's a good idea. Bring on, you know...
Kathy, you don't then call.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's... But I, you know what? I'm not going to stress over it. It's not my fault. I'm just going to sue Blog Talk for $1 million for almost a new distress.
I didn't have any trouble getting on tonight. I had no trouble with Blog Talk.
Well, that's good.
Last week I did, but this week it was good.
See, that's really good. Delayed, if you want to call in too, go ahead. Come on, call in, Sammy. Yes. Okay, really, it's the phone lines are working, maybe. Maybe people are just having trouble getting on the site and everything, and... So, which is fine, although troublemakers are not here yet, you know, I wonder where Kerry is. Wait, is Boston playing a game tonight?
Yeah, the basketball game was on, but I think it's over now. I had it on. I switched off. I think it must be over.
Well, okay, Colleen, okay. 7. Hey, Kerry.
Yes, I was there.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, I'm just waiting on Aaron to call in, and he's late calling in, and I was talking to myself for 9 minutes, which was very interesting, wasn't it, Kathy? But I was very cute. Wasn't I, Sam?
Oh, yeah, adorable.
I just said
screw it, and... and then I said, yeah, I just want to say that this week has been, like, my happy week. You guys, this has been, like, a week that ever since, you know, Tuesday, about 8:02 Pacific time, I've been in a very good mood. Yeah, so I just want to thank Melissa Wycroft for being gamey in, like, the best mood I've been in a while. Melissa Wycroft for winning Dancing with the Stars. Come on, I'm nice. I'm adorable. I'm a dog. Come on, because you deserve that win. You were incredible.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I just want to mention, people, that the primetime shows will be going on winter hiatus either next week. No, after the 14th, people, we are on winter hiatus. So Carly will be watching all of the shows that she's not caught up with yet. On winter hiatus, I will be watching them during Christmas and New Year's because there won't be anything on. So that's my plan.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Oh, and you're right, Sam, about Parenthood. I got caught up into, I mean, I haven't seen Tuesday, but I saw the last couple of weeks, and that show is becoming incredible.
Yeah, it's like you have to have a box of tissues sitting next to you every episode, though.
Exactly, but it's good. And the writing is fantastic. And
I love that show. I really love that show.
You know, it's going to take the void in my heart when Private Practice goes off. I won't have to do my TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm going to miss Private Practice, but Parenthood is just being really good, and I'm enjoying it. And, oh, and by the way, people, Sam had a birthday, what, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. See, again, I feel sorry for you because, I mean, I feel sorry for Kathy, too, because I've decided that I feel sorry for November, December, January, people's birthdays. I feel sorry for them just because it's in between Christmas and Thanksgiving, so I think people get just the gifts.
Oh, yeah. I've been saying that my whole life.
Yeah. You know, see, Kira and I have it great. You know, well, Kira, your birthday's in July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, August.
July.
July. See, you and I have it June, July. You and I have it perfect because we have a six-month spread. It's like our halfway mark. I would love to start talking about the soaps, people, but he is supposed to be calling in. You know, he tweeted that he was calling in earlier, but he does have a little cute little three-year-old, so,
Did he take that
cheetah
with you?
So, who knows with that, So, what was your favorite moment of the week on the soap so far, people?
Give those receipts.
I think the Sunny and Connie scenes were good. I think yesterday.
I need the tracking number for this eBay.
Both Sunny and Connie scenes were great. I thought they were excellent.
I mean, and Kathy knows we talked about this, but I disagree with Sonny's methods, but the acting between them was awesome.
Go,
Sonny.
Go, Sonny. Kidnap. Sonny, I'm on Team Sonny no matter what Sonny does. Even if he won over a thing of Ned, I'm all for what Sonny does. So.
Well, he shouldn't have kidnapped her, but in a way, I didn't have such a problem with it because I really want him to get Kate out. I'm sick of Connie. I really don't like Connie, so I didn't have that much of a problem with Sean kidnapping her. But I know it's wrong.
Well, that's fine. I mean, as long as they stop babbling about AJ kidnapping the kids, then.
Okay, I'm not even going to test AJ.
The problem is this is how Sonny reacts, and it's going to get him into trouble.
You know, it's funny. It's funny how other people can kidnap, and it's fine. But when Sonny does it, oh, it's the wrong thing to do.
No, they're the ones that keep talking about what AJ did. AJ does this, and AJ does that. They don't see what they... First of all, if Sonny doesn't get to Connie or Kate, then you know what? Then he doesn't get to her. He doesn't get to have the right to take her against her will, because in a way, what he did is no better than what Joe Jr. did.
I see. I don't think him kidnapping her was so bad. Sorry. I mean, he's still in love with her. He wants her back. You know, so I can see why he did what he did.
I mean,
you
I don't
know?
Doubt he loves her, but he doesn't see the problem with him is, yes, he thinks he has the right to take everybody against their will, whether the intentions are good or not.
Well, keep at it, Sonny. I love you for go kidnap the whole town, and I will give you a medal.
That would be fun. I think you should start by kidnapping Sam.
Yeah, go for it. Go kidnap Sam.
You know what's going to happen?
He doesn't want to kidnap Sam because he doesn't like Sam. He wouldn't want to kidnap Sam. He wouldn't want to be stuck with her.
Okay,
if he kidnapped her and left her somewhere.
Exactly.
And forgot where she was. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that would be good.
I don't mean because he wants to sleep with her. I mean just because he needs to get rid of her.
I would like
maybe,
that.
Baby Danny has to stay behind because he's too cute.
Yeah, leave Danny with somebody.
That's right. I don't care who gets him. He just has to stay behind because I want to see his cute little face.
Yeah, he is adorable.
Give him back to Taya is what they should do. Taya needs him back.
Well, Sam always thinks I'm... a little violent, but my best favorite part of the week was when the slap between Carly and Sky. I mean, did I like Sky slapping Michael? Hell no. But did I like Carly slapping Sky? Oh, yeah. You know, Max and Sean, I love you guys. You guys are my guides on the hill, but come on, don't break up a girl fight. I like from the... When they walked in, I got really sad. I'm like, dang it. You know, so that was my favorite week of the week because,
I knew
you
would like that, Carly. As soon as I saw it, I thought, that's going to be Carly's favorite scene of the week. Blair went after Sky today. That was cool, too.
I haven't gone to see it. I was watching Friday the 8th, but then I fell asleep on my bed. So, and I know Kathy, you know, I mean, I tried to watch it, Kathy. I really did, but I kept falling asleep. So,
You know what my least favorite scene was? I didn't like Sean and Alexis. I do not like them together. Something about that creeped me out today. I don't know. I don't think there's chemistry there for some reason.
Alexis freaks me out, period.
Go ahead, Samantha.
I'm just glad Alexis got laid.
I love Nancy Lee Grind. I really like her.
Potty language.
Well, I'm glad she did, too. I mean, she needs someone, but I don't like the chemistry between them for some reason. I mean, I liked Sean when he was with Carly, but I didn't like them together. I felt uncomfortable watching them.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I got you text Lilio from the week. Everything's okay, right?
Everything's okay.
Okay, good. Anne hasn't called in yet, Candace, so
we
are just talking about everything, talking about COVID violence streak, but, you know, you love it to, you know, just nod your head. But, yeah, I mean, this week on the soaps has been really good, but I still think conspiracy theory here, people, the Kleenex, people and, you know, so people are making tons of money off us. I mean, between Edward and Stephanie, I have used, like, almost 2 boxes of Kleenexes. 2.
Aww.
Yeah, so, So that's the
couple. But there's a new couple emerging from sadness on General Hospital, and I'm actually going to get on the bandwagon.
Who's this?
Robert and Olivia. I'm sorry. I'm going there.
Wait. Back up. Rewind the boat. Isn't Olivia and Steve still together?
Yeah, but he's stupid.
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's intriguing. I just don't know if he's sticking around long enough for it to happen.
That
would be good. No, but that would be cool. That would be interesting. That would be.
She probably deserves better than Dr. Clueless, but you know.
Dr. Clueless is kind of cute, too.
Kind of.
He's cute, but
kind of.
But he needs
hottie,
a brain.
But...
He needs a brain. At this point, he's nothing personal to Sky and nothing personal to Lisa. It's just to me, I don't see the chemistry anymore between these two characters. I see it more so as them just going along with the flow of it and just, you know, being friends. Like, hey, you know, like, okay.
I still see the chemistry with Olivia and Dr. Clovis.
Yeah. But with Robert and Olivia, it's like a distinguished old man, like a James Bond, with a feisty young psychic and defeating crime. I don't know. I've been watching too much crime shows too this week too. But it just reminds me of what was Lisa's character's name on The City?
On what?
Remember the soap, The City? For those.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
I was young.
I stopped watching it. I watched it before The City, but when it became The City, I stopped watching it.
Because she was a cop. Lisa played a cop, and she was paired up with, I want to say Curtis Artler, but I know that's not his name.
Oh, you mean,
shoot.
Crap, you
it
know what?
It kind of reminds me of those two characters, the way they're, well, they had Robert and Olivia. I mean, although they only had short scenes together, but based off of it, that's who they remind me of the other character Lisa played on The City. It's just, I don't know, the new dynamic. It would be a good break from, I mean, like I said, I like Steve, but in the recent weeks, it's like, hello, that Clueless.
Okay, and the doctor doesn't have you on any other new cool drugs, right?
No, I'm still in the prednisone.
Oh, okay. No, because then, I thought Robert and Olivia was having really good scenes. I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't just feeling that yet.
They seem like they were old friends, though. They seem like they got to know each other pretty good quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's dead, you know. Robert is still fun to look at. I will say that. Yeah, I just look at him and keep looking and, hi, Una. Welcome. Una's in the album, people.
Hey, Una.
Hi, Una.
I have a question about today's show.
Mm-hmm.
When they all showed up at Blair's house to tell her who her husband's not, when, obviously, when Carly was married to Lorenzo, it was Tamara Braun, right?
Wait, I thought for, like, okay. I thought for maybe a minute, Laura and Laura and Lorenzo had a couple of scenes I remember.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I'm just thinking, when she showed the picture, I'm thinking to myself, and of course we never saw that picture, but when they flashed the pictures to Blair, I'm thinking to myself, when was that picture taken? Because it's not something we'd seen before.
Yeah, that was the worst Photoshop ever.
Good point, Carrie. Good point.
Well,
I never thought of that.
But
everybody said on Twitter, some people were saying on Twitter, like, that was, like I said, the worst Photoshop ever. But somebody also said they could have used a picture from, and Frank says he still has this picture of Laura and Ted from, like, back in the day that he could have used.
Well, but if you look at back in the day, but that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm trying to get the time frame, like, to when, because I thought by the time Laura had taken over the role, she was out of Lorenzo's life, but I could have the timing mixed up because I'm like,
the train wreck happened.
But Lorenzo and, okay, I could be wrong, but I thought Lorenzo and Carly still had, they were not married, but they still had little interaction after they were not married.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that picture depicts a happy couple. By the time Laura Wright played the role, weren't they were a happy couple,
right?
Yeah,
I got a little disillusioned today when Tomas didn't come to the door, and he says, "Who are you?" When Todd says, "Who are you?" or something like that. I don't know. I have this feeling that he's not going to be, Ted King's not going to be on. I just feeling this.
Well, right now he's not going to be on, but that's what I'm wondering.
But, you know, but that's right now. I mean, we don't know. I mean, you know, they are, you know, I mean, for all we know, they could have snuck Ted King into the building and not let anyone know, so
this
we don't know.
This is why I'm asking about the pictures of Sky, of he and Carly and he and Sky. I'm trying to see if they're current pictures, because I didn't remember Laura Wright being in his orbit all that much by the time she had taken over the role.
But, okay. But Laura Wright was there when the Metro Code all went down, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm just trying to, like, know that.
That's right, because he was in the hospital, but she was there.
What I was trying to do is get the timing right, because the Metro Code and the train thingy happened, you know, years for me, like 2 or 3 years apart. That's why I was wondering.
I know they were on the show together, but like that picture depicted a happy couple, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, when were those particular people ever smiling like that?
Right.
Oh, okay. I got a question for you guys. Okay, and who was One Life to Live for? Candace, did you? Watch it for you. Okay.
I did.
So, I mean, because I watched it for, like, 7 years, but I went on and off it because Days of Our Life, was on the same time. But the reason why I'm asking is, why does Blair and Sky hate each other?
Max Holden.
Because of Max. Yep.
Okay.
Max.
Well, I didn't know why, so I'm like, okay, this is interesting. So, yeah.
And another thing I was thinking about, I'm like, okay, when Taya made a point to say that she hadn't had contact with her brother Tomas until he showed back up in town, they hadn't had, contact in years. And I'm saying, is that when Lorenzo took over Tomas Delgado's identity? I'll say about 5.5 years ago.
And what about Luis?
He was already dead.
Okay, I got a question. Okay, Lorenzo and Luis were brothers, right?
Twin brothers.
Okay, and Luis died, right?
Yeah, died before Lorenzo came.
Okay. But what if he didn't really die?
Well, it could be that, too. But the reason I'm thinking it's Lorenzo is simply because it would make more sense with Skye and Lila Ray there.
No. I'm with this. Yeah, I mean, I'm with this.
But wouldn't it be possible for Lorenzo, if Lorenzo had seen this dude Tomas's picture somewhere and assumed his identity, 5.5 years ago, and showed up and lived his life in Landview for a couple of years?
And you know what? Why? I mean, this is going to be really... But, you know, Todd is supposed to be this great reporter, blah, blah, blah. Why did he not know anything about the rent? I mean,
he's not a great reporter. He just owns a newspaper. But, I understand what you're saying. Like, why didn't anyone ever notice this before? Well, because they live in different cities.
What I'm saying is, you know, I just thought, you know, someone, you know, could have, like, looked up. But, yeah, you're right. He's not a great reporter. He just owns the newspaper.
Only that, Todd Manning would have never theoretically would have no reason to know Lorenzo Alcazar because he's been dead for years.
Mm-hmm. Quote, unquote, yep.
Okay, well, that's true. I mean, you know.
When Lorenzo was walking around, Todd was locked up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, this Todd was gone.
Unless that was Lorenzo, he doesn't even know it.
I think it's going to be Lorenzo, only because this is General Hospital, not One Life to Live. If all this was taking place on One Life to Live, then maybe it'd be different. But I think it's going to be Lorenzo that has been impersonating Tomas.
Because what would be the point of showing these pictures every 3 minutes? I mean, kind of like
come on, we didn't know that much about Tomas when he was on. Well, I mean, we didn't know every of his brother. I mean, the only thing we knew, really, was he would take his brother.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing. Wouldn't she know? But, he was a little sketchy when he first came back.
Yeah, too. You know, and...
I don't know how they're doing this. Like, all the, like, open endings off of One Life to Live, you know, we're kind of getting answers on General Hospital. I love it. There's only one thing left for them to do. I need Victor to come back right now.
Who?
They can have it, Frank. Victor.
Victor.
Well, yeah.
Praise the Lord, yes. I need Victor.
That would be really cool.
But I tend to think that's probably more on Trevor St. John's part than theirs.
I think.
Just like on Ted King, because the other night I saw him, I've been seeing him on the pay programming. I don't know if you guys seen it, him doing his pay programming, talking about tools.
No.
Yeah, Ted King.
I'm going to be buying his tools. What's he selling?
It's something, I forgot what the name was, but it just so happened I was watching it, and I was like, wait, is that Ted King? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it came back on, 30 minutes later, and he has facial hair now. He's gotten a little, he's gained a little weight, some good weight. I can tell somebody's feeding him now. But he looks good. He still looks the same. Like I said, just gained a little bit of weight, facial hair. And I'm like, okay.
It's an infomercial?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I'll look it up.
The one thing I know this is General Hospital and One Life to Live, but I wouldn't mind seeing Vicky come back for a cameo. I mean, I like Vicky. I miss Vicky.
Well, the thing that makes sense about it, that I find they're doing good is they're not just bringing Life to Live people over to bring them over. There's a purpose for it.
Exactly.
Vicky would have a purpose with Connie, Kate.
Now, apparently, from what I've heard, what's his name? Michael Easton. Oh, God. John McBain, sorry. He's going to be giving a job at the PCPD finally, so I think he's
around for a while. Jeez, it only took him 10 months. Oh, God.
Right now, I'm like, what took him so long? Ted King is on a Lowe's commercial.
Hmm?
Oh, sorry. Ted King is on a Lowe's commercial.
Maybe
but I'm just Googling it, so I'm just trying to find out what she was talking about.
Maybe that's what it is.
I hope they're just not going to show pictures and tease us because I want to see the man.
I agree.
I
want to see the man. I want to see the man now. Sorry.
Carly, I know this. The word you don't like, spoilers, say that Michael's going to want Sonny arrested. So are you going to be on Team Sonny? Are you going to go get your girl's kid?
You know what? I'm sorry, but Sonny should not be arrested. I am sorry.
Ever.
Unless the kids call me, then, you know, he should be home. But that's different. But, you know, if he kind of, you know, does something to anyone that I don't like right now, oh, I'm all for it. This, you know.
And the ABC hot sheet said something about AJ has some involvement with Faison. I don't know what.
Oh. Okay, well, if that's the case, Kathy, well, that is the real, okay.
I'm not sure what kind of involvement. He has something to do with
Faison. Well, if there's any involvement with that psychopath that AJ is involved with, okay, that's... Reason why, number one, why I'm okay, that will be my great reason not to trust the SOB ever.
It said he had some leverage with Tracy because of something to do with Faison, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, because I think they say she had, I saw a spoiler earlier that said she's had something to do with Duke.
Yeah.
So he could,
so
I don't
maybe,
think it's...
Maybe she has the involvement with Faison.
I think he finds out something, and that's what Diane's going to blackmail somebody to keep him out of prison.
Diane.
Hey, she learned well. All those years of defending Sonny and Jason came in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, like I said, I love the scenes between, you know, Kate and Sonny, but... Sonny's so stupid, he's feeding right into AJ's, you know, with Michael.
He wasn't thinking.
But Sonny's doing that. He's doing just what AJ... I mean,
but you know what's even worse?
Yeah.
You know what's even worse? This has nothing to do with AJ. He pretty much blamed... He was on the verge of getting Kate out, and Michael walked in, and he blames Michael for it, and Michael knows it, and he walked out mad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did do that.
He's an idiot.
This is Sonny from when he started. Did y'all notice this? That the way they're writing Sonny now is a throwback to how he really started out. He was, and Carly, don't get mad, but Sonny was sometimes very selfish. Like
sometimes, hell yeah.
About, you know, he had to, everything had to be about him. So, that scene when Michael was watching him and Kate, Connie, whatever, it was like a throwback to the old school Sonny. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. This is between me and this person. It's about me because I need this. You don't know what that person needs. That scene right there was like throwback.
Yeah, and that's what I said to Kathy, because Kathy was like, he was getting, you know, we were talking, and she was like, he's getting through to her. I said, yeah, but you know what? It's not his job to get through to her. He's not her husband. I know he loves her, don't get me wrong. But if the only way you can get through to someone is tying them up to a chair, then you need to back the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? I didn't think what he did was so wrong. I am proud of him. Go. You know, go tie more people to it, so Sonny, I'm all good.
Like I said, that's in a way that's no different than what Joe Jr. did to her. You cannot do that to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
I don't think
coming to a chair is never a good idea unless they're trying to kill you.
Hey, look, I love him, but I've long since said without Jason, he's gonna fucking crumble. Jason's been the glue that's kept that man and his organization
together
for years.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
marriage. AJ has always wanted Sunny.
Okay.
And he's
oh, well, calling you on the air. Oh, well, it would be help if I pressed the button. Well, calling you on the air.
Hi, Carly. This is Alva.
Hi,
Alva.
Hey, Alva. I thought it was you, but I don't want to make an ass of myself, so there.
You're already laughing. Why
I'm
are you laughing?
Carly said it would be nice if I pressed the button.
Oh, okay. Kathy, hi.
What? Hi.
See. Alva, you must be in a, like, really good mood since, about Tuesday at 8 o'clock Pacific time.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Carly, honey, you just didn't know how happy I was. I did. I was on the phone with you.
Kathy and I was screaming.
You would have thought someone just hit the lottery.
Well, you know, because when Kathy called, when I called Kathy, because I was waiting for some people to call and let me know, I'm not going to name who.
I was
and,
on the phone.
You guys know how to do three-way, four-ways, okay? So I'm like, okay, this, I was getting nervous, and I was just getting home from the happiest place on earth. And I'm like, I was there, and
what,
you know, my dad. What?
McDonald's?
No, Kathy knows what place I'm talking about. The casino. And I was there, and my dad looked at me and goes, I kept looking at my phone, and my dad goes, are we expecting a call? And I go, uh-huh. He goes, what's going on in your little mind? I'm like, Dancing with the Stars, the finale. He goes, oh, you need to see if Chemo lost, right? My Chemo battle lost, Dad, or the whole world.
Not who won, it's if Chemo lost.
Well, because I've been just, like, ready on her all season. And, okay, this is my time for my little random. Not because Ann hasn't called in yet.
He was on Twitter just a few minutes ago. He tweeted the number and everything for people to call. Aaron did.
Yes, I tweeted, and I talked to his manager today. Oh, he will call in at 7. Okay. But my little random about that, okay. People on Twitter, Facebook, do not even go and tell me that I did not support the soap genre in the last, 12 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, however long the soap was on. Do not tell me this because I did not vote for that little sink, that I'm a bad person for it. Do not even tell me that. That is BS.
That's
thank you.
Right. It has nothing to do with the soap genre and helping the genre.
No, it has to do.
And I would have sent a packet if I got one. But anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, this we need to see the soap genre by voting for her. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but why? You know, I would not vote for her if she was the last percent on earth to vote for.
Vote for the woman who damn near killed the show.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and I'm so glad the pimping's over. I am so glad the season's over. It was getting nauseam and nauseam.
And then you have to, then on top of it, you had to see her and her partner making out all the time. It's like, get a friggin' room, you skanks. Ugh.
Oh, Kathleen, you were right. I watched the show that I will say that
you
I'm not going to say was.
You watched The View when you saw her dancing without her costume on, and she was horrible, right?
Yeah, and the way she talked and the way she was dressed. I'm like, okay, you can't even dress yourself properly, people.
No, they had the three couples on The View with their regular clothes on. And
mm-hmm.
they did three dances. They could pick any dance they wanted, and they did a dance. You could see the difference between Kelly and the other two. So obvious. Without
yeah.
her without her costume on and the whole bit, and she's just dancing regular. Oh my God, was she bad? She was really bad, and it was so obvious on The View because she's not in that dressy costume. She's in her regular clothes, and you could see her footwork, everything. She had tight leg pants on. You could see her footwork, everything. She was really bad.
She thinks she's on Flashdance, that one there.
Oh, yeah. She thinks she's back in the, what was it, the 80s? Flashdance?
Yeah. Yeah, Flashdance.
80s.
Yeah.
And
the shirt hang.
She was really, really bad. And Sean was great. Unbelievable. Really good. And Melissa was great. Really good.
Melissa was on. You know what? I will say, listen, it's not that I don't like Tom Johnson, because I do, but I voted 3 for Melissa, 2 for Sean, but I really thought Melissa deserved it, and I was happy she won.
Me too. Okay, no, I was happy she won.
I gotta say this. As much as, first and foremost, I'm giving all 3, everybody, those top 3 credit for making it that far, because I can't even imagine doing all that. I was very happy for Tony because
me too.
Every season, him giving it his all, him being paired up with the best dancers, in my opinion, and the worst, Kate Gosselin. And I was just really happy for Tony, and I think everybody saw it, you know, when even backstage, everybody was like, oh, my God, he finally got the trophy. Like, and the way he was acting, that was all, like, I can't even imagine how he really felt. I just could see it as a fan of Tony's. I'm like, thank you. Like,
I was happy for Tony,
like,
too.
Yeah, me too.
Now with Melissa.
Tony had his wife, and he had his wife and his daughter.
It was
his 13th
anniversary. So cute.
It was his 13th anniversary. His wedding anniversary was that day. 13
yeah,
years.
I know.
It was so cute. I was like, oh, but Melissa.
That was really nice.
I always had it. I don't know about Melissa. Like, she's, to me, it's the way that she comes off on TV is iffy. She's like one of those iffy girls. Like, but glad for Tony.
I love Melissa.
Derek and Sean, you when they were waiting, you can tell they already knew they lost. Just saying, if you just look at them, they're like, take the deep breath.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know what they were going to say. I really didn't know.
Well, I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm glad they didn't go to the commercial break and then come back and tell us. I hate when they do that.
Well, I was just so excited it wasn't Kelly that I didn't even know what they were saying, because I was just excited Kelly was third.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean, this is back in this album. Even if Maxie did have a heart transplant, it doesn't mean that she cannot carry a baby. Because I'm thinking about Katie on B&B.
But I don't know if they're going to use that as an excuse not to do it.
No, it doesn't mean that she can't carry a baby, but it does mean it's a high risk pregnancy. It's a high risk to her because she will put a load on her heart, a fluid.
Mm-hmm.
When you're pregnant, you have a lot of fluid going on. Your heart is working double.
Okay.
So it's not saying that she can't, but it would be a high-risk pregnancy for sure.
Yeah. And I think because if she'd still be taking anti-rejection meds at this point, or would she have stopped doing that by now?
She never stopped.
Something online those kind of meds can mess with the fetus sometimes, so I don't know if they'll
break
that
up.
I was looking around online, so I was just curious.
Yeah, she never can stop taking those meds because
I didn't know that.
Heart.
I thought maybe after like 10 years you would be, you know, done.
Take them forever.
So I'm sure there's all sorts of, there's probably all sorts of things that she has to contend with that a person wouldn't normally have to contend with.
And that's probably why Felicia is really do not want her to do it.
Yep.
Because she might lose her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, 239. I mean, Felicia may lose her baby, as in Maxie.
Yeah, Maxie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait till you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. So, yeah, that is very high-risk pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
But she also has to avoid stress, so she cannot be stressed out. If I'm remembering this correctly, what was it, early bed rest, right? Wasn't it something because Frank and Ron posted which website they went on, and I remember them saying that if it was, since it's, they're going to do it accordingly to the real life, you know, examples that they read, that she has to avoid stress, she has to, I think it was early bed rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what the third thing was, but I knew the avoid stress part. So that means that...
Well, then that means Maxie can't do it because there's no way she's going to avoid stress.
I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She creates her own stress.
Now, the only stress that she has is to make sure that this baby is carried full term. She also has to maintain her health and the whole Spinelli-Ellie thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which that was a good scene. Except Ellie and Spinelli were good up until the part where they slept. I had to turn away.
Why?
I just can't see Spinelli in a love scene. I'm sorry.
I thought you were just a prude, but I realized that can't be true.
It does feel weird to see Bradford. Like, I don't know, for some reason, seeing Bradford, like, I look at him shirtless. I can look at him shirtless. But he's, like, my brother that is, like, dude, like, what's the matter? And then it's, like, he's having love scenes, and I'm, like, okay, this is awkward. Like, let me look around, like...
I thought he looked the cutest I've ever seen him. His face looked so cute to me. I said, oh, my God, he looks cute. Because he was talking so sensible. I think it made his looks better for some reason. He looked better to me.
Okay, Spinny, I have never looked final. And,
Bradford on Twitter. Just that comment. Like, dude, the way he was talking, you're cute. Somebody
needs
to put that on Twitter. So
no, but I love the dialogue though, and I'm so glad he spoke, like, you know, and said the reasons he chose her. Because I'm like, you know, this whole Maxie thing. It's like, oh, get over it already.
Yeah, it reminds me of Friends. This whole setup reminds me of Friends a little bit.
I just think he and Ellie are such a better pair.
If she's not bad.
We don't know her story. I think
it's more like Sabrina looks a little cagey sometimes.
Oh, I hope it's not Sabrina. Liz has a friend.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome. Elizabeth finally saw what Brit was all about.
Yeah. You want to play that way? I could play that way too. Watch this.
Does that woman not need a slap? She's so annoying.
Oh, she's annoying.
Well,
Elizabeth didn't see it because Britt didn't want her to see it. So, you know, we see it as the audience, but, you know, as her character, she never saw it. So, you know.
Yeah, because Britt is always so crafty not to do it in front of everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Who is that with the music, huh? Not me this time. Not me.
Candace?
No. Yeah, right. I don't even have any of my tricky stuff up yet. All right. Who had that? Somebody had it. Carly.
No, it wasn't me.
Wait, did you guys see Becky's General Hospital interview where she answered the 7 questions?
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
No.
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Where was it?
On ABC.com.
It was posted on Twitter.
Really?
I was stunned that ABC let her talk, even though it was Pimp Kelly, but I was stunned on Dancing with the Stars.
Me too.
Yeah. She answers the deep questions. The real deep questions. Like, what was it? Kelly's versus Metro Court? And...
Do you like cats or dogs better or something? Do you like both, of course?
Yeah, she's both a cat and dog person. The one where she said about, what was it, the guitar?
She's a closet rock star or something.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And then the one that everybody was talking about in the comment board. Was how are Elizabeth and Rebecca like the same, and they said they always put the kids first. And of course, you know, there were some Elizabeth fans who also said it too. I'm not going to say that it was all bad, but it was like, really? Like, when's the last time you seen Elizabeth with the kids? Definitely.
Halloween.
You saw pictures of them from Halloween.
Well, she can only present what they present her to be with.
I have a better question. When is any soap mother with their kids?
Exactly.
Jocelyn almost died, and we haven't seen Children of the Corn since Halloween either.
She's here from Poltergeist.
And we are going to deal with the mother, what about the father, what about Patrick with, Patrick has been with Emma. Okay,
Emma's the only one that's ever on.
But the only reason we saw Emma is because it had to do with Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Soaps are not conducive to kids. Unless they're directly involved in the plot.
There's like a moment where you need them.
So I won't judge any soap mother because they're all. If you're gonna go by that, then they're all. You're gonna say they're all unfit.
Yeah, kids are never on the show.
I want Cameron because I know they're gonna have to reintroduce like a whole new get ready for a new younger set of General Hospital characters like coming next year. The following characters needs to be aged: Morgan, Cameron, definitely Cameron, who should be older than Morgan. I think, 2004. who else? Who else is another kid that we haven't seen? Cameron. Spencer, if he comes back. That's about it. That's all I can know.
No, really, you're beating up on Carly and Liz's mother's beau not being with their kids.
They ought to switch Jocelyn, get rid of that kid.
Yeah,
maybe they could age her.
Somebody. Anybody. Because she really reminds me of the kid from Poltergeist. So, I don't know. Really waiting for them to really, like, age Cameron. It just irritates me that Molly and Christina are older than Cameron when it's like, wait a minute, wasn't Molly and Cameron all born the same year, like, around the same time frame?
Yep.
I'm just saying. He could be the new bad boy.
I always thought that, Cameron was like a year or two older than Molly.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute. Cameron was born off screen like in 04. That's when Xander died. I remember that. The year before in 03, wasn't Molly born?
Molly was born on a train accident.
Yeah, that's when Laura Ray came on.
Yeah, exactly. In 05.
05. Okay, so Molly and Cameron are a year apart. So, real time, a year apart. So Molly is now, y'all would say 15, 16, something? Around that time frame?
She's 15.
So Cameron should be,
that's the only thing that it's good, it'll make Elizabeth have Cameron when she was a teenager.
And that's what I was just going to say, yeah.
Elizabeth's character is only supposed to be like 31 or something like that.
No, I think she's supposed to be true to her. No, I think because she got raped when she was 15 and that was in 97. So I think her character is true to her. Pretty close to her, really.
Well, Elizabeth should be around my age, early 30s.
Yeah,
early 30s,
Okay, but if she had a 16-year-old son, that makes her have a kid at a teenager.
But they do that in soaps all the time. You have to kind of look the other way because it's the same thing with they fudge the years. Like they'll say that website that Sam goes on and they'll say they were born in such and such a year, but they always move the date back.
Remember... I know not everyone wants the dates on here, but Kathy, remember Sammy was 16 when she had Will. But now Will is like 18, 19, remember?
See, Sammy and Will chronologically kind of...
Okay,
is true to the age difference that they are. Whereas, Al was saying, if they age Kim, it's going to change history a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're saying. Because technically, Sammy, EJ, they keep saying Sammy and EJ are the same age, but really, Sammy was a teen when EJ was born.
Yeah.
See, Carly, I watch these too. You know, next me.
So, I was like, thinking about that too, and now that you guys said something about Elizabeth,
he can still be a preteen, 12.
They could still do it, and we just have to, that's where our logic's going to go.
Yeah, if you think about it, they have even fed Michael's age, but raised Michael five years.
But Carly's old enough to have a teenager.
I realize that, but I was just thinking how they have, five, some kids they don't, but some kids they do. But I see your point with, Rebecca. She still looks like almost the day she came out, she still looks young and fresh. And
she does look good.
Yeah, and maybe they should pull a DA like could make Molly Cameron's age.
DA's Molly, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for her.
I don't understand why they aged Molly so old. So much older. Just because they aged Christina, they didn't absolutely have to age Molly.
No, because there was a 5-year thing or a 4-year thing with Molly and Christina. There wasn't such close an age with them.
I think it was plot point because remember at the time they did it, Morgan was still there. Because that's when they did the little, where they were saying karaoke night. So I was thinking maybe they were supposed to do a storyline with the age group then, where it's Molly, Morgan. Who else? Help me out, guys. Morgan. That's all I got. Molly and Morgan. I just thought he was probably getting ready for another round of, General Hospital teams to get ready school, but that didn't work because they sent Morgan off to reform school.
They should have sent us
parents. Yeah, because we haven't seen
That was a good one, Carrie.
What do you have against Morgan, Carrie?
No. Continue. I have nothing against Morgan.
So is anybody going to buy Molly's book next year?
Does it come in audio book?
The book is stolen. She steals it.
I know. Molly's book.
Yeah. Which they apologize for, because this is how everybody found out, because they went to Amazon.com and saw it. And people started saying, spoiler alert, like, you just gave away a spoiler while promoting the book for next year.
Is it right that it
Am I going to buy Molly's book? Hell no.
Yeah.
It's for $9.99.
I don't care. It's for free. Hell no, I don't want her damn book.
Wait, hold on a minute. Is it for sale? It's really for sale?
Yes. Go to Amazon.com, put love in name, okay? It will tell you the whole thing, they're giving you the upcoming storyline.
What's it called again?
Love in name.
A 14-year-old girl can't tell me shit about no love. Get out of my face.
Alva, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Alva. She was witness to the greatest epic love in history. What are you talking about?
Oh, my word.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, right.
What, Christina and Ethan?
Oh, no. Got milk?
Yeah.
Please.
I'd buy it if it was cheap enough, but I don't want to spend $10 on it. I'll wait for it to come out.
Wait, how much is it for sale?
Wait a minute, hold up. I'm about to go to my Amazon app. Hold on.
Yeah, I would look, but I'm in the kitchen.
You have an Amazon app. Cool.
I have an Amazon app. Maybe I'll get it with a coupon.
You can't be serious. This is ridiculous.
Well, they've done that before with books. Didn't Marcy have a book on general on One Life to Live, and they sold that in the stores, and then they did that with Robin stuff.
But I don't think
I know. I understand what you mean, but I'm just saying it's not the first time they've done this with a character.
Oh no, What's the Face? Didn't they sell the other one? Was the one that Carolyn Hinsey? Did they sell that one too?
Had Robin's Diary. I bought Robin's Diary back in the day,
yeah,
but I don't want to
get it.
Carolyn Hennessy's book sold. Book sold.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The Spinelli Chronicles or whatever. Didn't you buy that one, Carly?
I am not answering that, because if I answer, I'm going to be laughed at. So, no comment.
I'll take that as a yes.
Wait a minute.
At least Diane is an adult.
But wait, I got it from the library. I didn't buy it.
I'm sure that Molly didn't really write it. I'm sure it was probably Ron Carlovati or somebody. Actually, I don't know who writes those castle books either.
No, the answer is still no.
Alva.
I'm just telling the truth. No, the answer is still no.
What if it comes from wait a minute. Kathy, shouldn't you be at a dinner tonight? What if it comes with a dinner from a nice actor, an actress?
I missed the plane. I missed my plane. I couldn't go.
What?
Shit.
What? What's
that
about?
I missed my plane.
Damn.
Where are we supposed to go?
Think I can get a refund?
Very important dinner. An intimate affair.
Oh,
New York City.
Yeah, that's right. You missed you. No.
I missed the plane. I couldn't make it. You think they'll give me a refund?
Yeah.
And a signed autograph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, are you guys talking about Kelly?
No.
Oh.
Steve Burton, SBI.
Oh. Was he inviting you personally? Because I know he loves you.
Oh, yes. It said, hi, Kathy.
Yeah.
Hi, Kathy. I love you.
It was from a girl.
How much was it again, Kathy?
It was from a girl in his, I don't know, Coastal Entertainment. It said, hi, Kathy.
Yeah.
We'd like to invite you to a private dinner, 40 people, in New York. We can't tell you where it is until just before the event. And if you're interested, please email me. So I emailed them. I asked them, I said I was interested. I wanted the details. So they sent me back. It was $200. You get a three-course dinner and a glass of wine. I didn't think it was that much money. And it's 40 people.
Yeah? Will he kiss you on the lips? So that's the only time I'm paying $200 for that.
My boyfriend had a lot grosser things to say about that.
No, you better not even go there.
I'm not.
What was I going to say? Didn't it say something about, he'll talk about his time on the show or some shit?
Oh, yeah, and Steve will discuss his times on General Hospital.
Mm.
Or he'll just slag it off, right?
Yeah.
I just $200. They're going to be out of their minds.
Yeah.
Becky and Scott's prices are a lot more reasonable.
I mean, I don't know. So what's he going to talk about? Shit we already know?
But if you were a big Steve Burton fan, if you were a huge Steve Burton fan, to have dinner with him, $200 and you got your dinner and taxes and tips, I didn't think it was that outrageous.
Don't
for New York.
Don't eat that. That's not healthy. Go do a 90-day challenge.
Oh, my word. Especially not for New York, it's not bad.
No, for New York, I didn't think it was bad. I was surprised. I thought it would have been more than that. When they said $200, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but if you think about it, you have to get your own plane ticket and hotels.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, because he ain't paying for it.
Love in Maine by Connie Falconeri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Paper bag is $10.19. And for if you got the Kindle, it's for $9.99. As seen on ABC's Daytime General Hospital, the delightful first novel from Portland.
It doesn't even come out till March.
Yeah, March 26th. But still, get it now. It's going to be hot for the summer. And that's what they say. Whether you have been a fan of GH your entire life or simply love the romantic romp of a beach read, Love in Maine. You go, Connie.
Wow. Here's what it says about the author. Connie Falconeri hails from Bensonhurst in Brooklyn, New York, where she had a colorful youth. After taking many years off to find herself, she's back better than ever. This is her first novel.
Dear Lord.
Okay. And newcomer Connie Falconeri writes with the confidence of a novelist who's been around forever, and she brings her charming characters to life with effortless imagination and breezy good humor. Kate Howard, publisher of Crimson Magazine.
Read the last one by the professor of creative writing. You see that one?
Yeah, Connie Falconeri puts so much personality into her writing. It's almost like she has two personalities. Ron Carlovati, professor of creative writing, Port Charles University.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, and Diane got on the action, too. Diane Miller.
Yeah. Reading Love in Maine is like spending a afternoon with an old friend. It's warm and witty, and the characters feel familiar from page one. It's a perfect summer read. Diane Miller, author of The Secret Life of Damien Spinelli. That's what these things are. They're just funny.
Maggie Post. Lord, they got the character name Maggie Post. Outgoing. College athlete does not belong in Blake, Maine. Wait a minute, what was that character name? Blake, Maine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. Yeah, you guys should go look at the page. It's just funny. There's no picture or anything, but...
Yeah, it's not yet.
That's just funny.
Should I stand in line now for my copy?
Well,
no, baby.
On
as soon as it comes out, it'll get sent straight to your Kindle.
Oh, shit.
$9.99, boo. But if you want to go and wait in line.
Well, and you better send it. Better send it to my Ziki.
Yeah, really. I'm sure. Your Amazon.
I can imagine for fan club weekend right now, how many people are going to have this book waiting to get it autographed? I can just see it. Yeah.
Oh, I can name like two. I can name two people on the top of my head right now.
I can too.
Kathy.
I gotcha.
Why,
Kathy, you and I are probably singing the two people, right? The same two people.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait, Candace.
Yes.
Are you thinking about going to Fan Club weekend?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm sorry. I was reading the parental, and he said former General Hospital booted off. And I'm trying to find out who was it because I have a feeling I know who it was.
Who was what, Candace?
Was trash. They got booted off an airplane.
Oh. Huh.
It was the girl who played Keisha.
What?
Wait, the former General Hospital star booted off the plane for being trash. Some people just need a little drink to calm their flying nerves, okay? Wait, this wasn't a little drink. She was fully blown hammered. What? I can't think of the extra
thing. What?
The girl who played Keisha Ward on General Hospital.
Wow.
She even allegedly pushed a flight attendant, which was probably the last straw. Wow. Apparently she threw a fit while everyone was boarding because she was stuck in coach instead of first class. Oh, boo-hoo. That her carry-on bag had been put on the back of the plane due to the limit overhead space. Really? Seriously? Well, we can sweet say Keisha Ward won't be coming back to General Hospital. All right. Did we just talk about her last week?
I know, right? We did.
We're bringing news everywhere. We're bringing up people. And next time, during the news on TMZ. The power of this show.
Did you find it interesting who Robert went to see at the end of today's show?
Yeah,
that was
good.
I wonder what she's up to.
Yeah, that would. God, I really want my name to be here just because I want to see if we see him.
I don't think we're going to, well, the person at the door wasn't him, but.
I know, but I know.
I want to know what Hells has to say for herself.
Oh. Yeah, I'm kind of curious, too. I mean. Candace, what are you looking at now?
I'm following the story about the Katie Couric show. So, wait, did it get canceled or did it not get canceled?
What?
About Katie Couric. Because, what's his name? Jeff?
Oh, yeah,
somebody.
Her producer, Jeff Zuckerman,
yeah,
or whatever, is leaving her.
It's going to CNN.
Mm.
So they're questioning, is Katie going with him?
No, I don't think so, because I think she's doing pretty good.
Oh,
well, they're
God,
talking
please.
About the budget. They're talking about the budget, because because it is costing $80 million. But
yeah.
Katie's ratings aren't up to par. Because Katie comes on, like Carrie comes on around like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But then again, some places are 3, some places are 4, and some places are even after midnight. So they're trying to figure out what's going on, because some people already said that if Katie goes over to CNN, what's going to be in that time slot?
Yeah, last
I doubt
night,
she's
going to
leave.
Yeah, they invested too much in her, and she's holding her own in the ratings. But, you know, it cracks me up, $80 million for her and this whole project, but yet AMC and One Life to Live were too expensive.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're talking about right now on Twitter.
Yeah, he's been rumored for a while that he's leaving and going to CNN, so.
Who?
Right.
Jeff Zuckerman, her producer or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, her producer. Okay, reality shows are notorious for their low. Oh, now they're comparing it to reality shows. They're saying. It would be under CNN. Well, CNN budget.
Oh, no, thank you for giving us the thing to click on for about X from her ex. Oh my God, she really looks bad though.
Oh, Keisha?
Keisha really looks bad. Like, she has not aged well.
Yeah. Well, it's a drunken mugshot too, so. But yeah, she's got gray in her hair.
Oh, you guys, Ladies on Radio is here. Hey!
Yay!
Hi, Christy.
Hello. Hi, Christy. Who's all here?
Kathy, Sam, Candace, Alva, Rachel, me, and Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So he forgot, huh?
Yes.
Oh, man. I bet something came up. I'm sure something.
I know. I'm not going to stress about it. I just tweeted him, like, what happened to you? That's why
yeah.
I tweeted.
Yeah, he retweeted my tweet earlier. I tweeted about the show, and he retweeted it. So, like.
Yeah, so it's weird. But, so what
anyway,
have you been... What have you been to my little psychic?
Not much. Just watching Everwood. Watching that
Aww.
Old show I used to like. I have the season 4 DVDs, so.
I still think they should have gave you painkillers today. Sorry. This, you know, I still do that.
Snap, like pain. I tore a tendon, everybody, for nobody. Anybody who didn't hear about that, so yeah.
Yeah, she's still off
a bus. A couple weeks ago. But, you know, that's me.
Chrissy,
I
have meds. I have some meds to give you, so I'm like, you know, just let me know. We're both recovering together.
Hey, I'm the...
Gosh, hold on, guys. My mom called me. Hold on.
Yeah.
So you will be back next week, right? With you, funny show, right?
She left.
Yeah.
She had a call.
Her mom's calling.
Her mom.
So wait, you were watching Everwood? That show's not on anymore, is it?
No.
Okay. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised you watching Vampire Diaries for, like, the 18th time. Or the 20th time.
So my mom's sick and I have to let out the dogs again, so bear with me.
Oh, no.
Okay. But I'll be here.
Okay, now the theory about Lorenzo not being dead is actually coming true here. I'm on Facebook for General Hospital. They said if anyone who knows the trouble Lorenzo Applesaw could cause for Blair is Sky. After falling in love with the monster and having his child, Lila Ray, Sky quickly realized that Lorenzo was dangerous and controlling. To escape him, Sky partnered up with Sonny and Jason. Everyone thought Lorenzo was dead after Jason shot him, but could he have survived?
So what does that mean?
I think it means we're going to see Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it does. Good.
A girl can hope.
Yeah, that's all hope. I want to see Lorenzo now. Now. Besides, Jack King is really good to look at, so I'm all for it.
And can he have Jake while he's at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool. And can he have Alan, too?
Well, I don't think he'd have Alan, but Jake would make sense to get back at Jason.
True.
Let's see here.
Very true. I just think it would be really cool if he came back. And then, you know, they could just bring Victor back, too. That would be really cool. That would be really cool. So, Leighton, were you, like, really happy when I told you about Dancing with the Stars? Wasn't that, like, really cool news? Can you miss my little cute little rant about that one?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of happy the girl who never won, so I thought she deserved it. So.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, my humble opinion. Not a Kelly fan, so what do you expect? I'm not going to, like... I mean, someone needs to explain to me how she's going to save the soap genre by winning. Because that's what I've been telling Carly. Like, someone explain that to me. I don't understand. I don't think she carries the weight of the soap world on her shoulders, does she? I mean, she's not the only one in the soap operas, and she hasn't even been on General Hospital as long as, like, Becky and Steve. So, I mean, I don't get it.
Yep. You know who would be really cool and see on there? Just because, you know, it would be cool if I could see, like, I don't know, Anthony Geary on there. Oh.
Anthony's
kind of
old.
That's not happening. That won't happen.
No.
That won't happen.
Anthony's a little too old.
Well, why? Kathy, why won't it happen?
He won't go on Dancing with the Stars.
That's
the only way you're going to see him.
You have to put yourself through.
He was already in the audience, you know, saying this thing can't happen.
Yeah, that was a freak thing. You'll never see him on Dancing with the Stars. He doesn't like to go out in public.
I'd rather see Becky on Dancing with the Stars.
I would love to see Becky on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing it either.
Why? Why not?
I don't think she would do it.
I
she doesn't have any time.
I think Becky would be really good on there, and
but she's got three kids. She's got three kids. She's got a job. She's got a husband.
So Michael doesn't do anything. He can watch the kids.
I know, but she wants to be with her kids.
Yeah.
She wants to be with them. I mean, they have to practice for hours and hours. It's hard.
And I don't see Becky the type that would want that limelight anyway.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I can see Nancy on there, maybe. I see Nancy Lee Grawn on there. Well.
I mean, I hope they don't have an all-star edition. I wonder if they will have another one.
I doubt it. Not for a while. I think we'll go back to...
10 more years. Yeah.
I think we'll go back to...
Hopefully it won't be on for 10 more years.
Hopefully they need to change the judges. They need to put Paula Abdul on there.
What?
I think, like, with Dancing with the Stars, they need to change up the judging. There's so many people who agree with that. Like, I love Len, but they just need fresh judges. And Paula Abdul would be one of them. She doesn't have experience in ballroom dancing, but she has a feisty personality, and she knows dance, like modern dance. Carrie Ann needs to go. She needs to go. Carrie Ann needs to go. And I agree with the girl or the guy who yelled to her, shut up, on the finale. Because I heard that one when she was talking and somebody said, shut up. It's like,
I just thought, you know, Paula put too much on Kelly's little ass, so maybe she should not be on dancing. Well, but Kelly won't be on. I mean, Paula would be good on there, I think.
It should be Paula. This is who I always said would be good judges. They could have four judges. And you guys can disagree with me if you want. Like Ben Vereen, because he's Broadway. Like tap dance and all that. Paula. Debbie Allen. And what was that ballroom dancer's name? Bruno can stay with Glenn.
Don't give me that,
Lynn. You got to keep somebody from the original group. So I would say Lynn, because you need kind of a Simon Cowell for ballroom dancing. And I guess
I like Lynn.
Yeah. So I'll keep Lynn on my list.
I like Lynn, except that he gave Kelly good marks when the other two didn't sometimes.
You know, I like the fact that it's over and done with, and you know we can Bruno kind of drives me crazy sometimes, so. Oh my God, why did Carrie hang up?
Uh-oh, did she get mad?
Comcast may have hung up.
No, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. Comcast is bad. But I think the people that, I mean, I'm stuck with them no matter what I do, so... Aren't you stuck with them too, Kathy? Okay. Kathy, are you there?
Oh, it might be Comcast with her, too. They've been dropping.
Well, she's still on the Swiss boat, but that's crazy. But just remember that next week, hopefully, Christoph will be on. And
next week?
Yes. Oh, you're back. I was asking you a question, and we thought you got kicked off. Carrie got kicked off.
Is the show still on, or are we on overtime?
No, the show will. It has 20 more minutes left.
Okay.
Well, she might still call back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I made the show for 2 hours tonight thinking because of Aaron and all that and, you know, and I just thought it would be better to make it 2 hours instead of 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's some really cute holiday movies coming up if anyone likes holiday movies. There's one that's really booming and then, but I don't remember the name.
The
March Sisters. Christmas.
Okay.
I saw that one. That one was good.
It was cute, but it was a Lifetime movie, so don't expect, you know, great cinema
exactly.
or anything.
Yeah.
And there's one on ABC Family Santa with Troy Spelling and Tina Mowry.
Yeah.
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 That looks really cute. So, and then remember that the day primetime shows, most of them will be ending the week of December 14th.
Most of them are ending this week.
Mm-hmm.
Like what shows?
Revenge is ending this week.
Mm-hmm. For the winter.
Yeah.
I know.
So we won't see a lot of them back to like the 4th of January.
Well,
mm-hmm.
they're taking their holiday break, but fans of Emily Owens and want to see W. The show is full.
Oh, really?
Mhm.
Okay.
So if you like that show, like I was getting into. They canceled.
I tried getting into it.
It was a cute show. I mean, it kind of reminded me a little bit of Grey's. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought
but
too.
But it came into its own, and they canceled it. Mm-hmm. So.
But there was a couple of shows that got canceled, you know, and I feel sorry for Kathy because one of her shows got canceled this week.
Which one?
Which one?
Oh, God, what was it? Remember the one you were telling?
What, 66 Park Avenue?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was kind of weird, but I was watching it.
Sorry.
It was kind of a weird show.
I only watched like the first episode. I think the one other show that I think they're gonna probably announce, like hopefully it'll wrap it up, but is The Mob Doctor on Fox. Has anybody checked that out?
No,
never
saw that.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes. I didn't think it was very good. Did you like it?
I was watching it because of Jesse, the one that plays the brother, because he was on After All Turns, and I was supporting the fact that he was probably going to be the first person from After All Turns to actually get, you know, have a career in outside the Matthew Morrison, who plays on Glee, that he was going to be the second After All Turns person to have, like, a career. But at the same time, Mob Doctor reminds me a little bit of Sopranos with the doctor twist into it. But because they... you know, took it off when it was getting good because of the World Series, it dropped, like, my expectation, like, my interest. And I'm trying to get back into it, but I'd be watching it on demand, so.
I gave it 2 episodes, but I just thought it was just bad, so. I have too many other shows to watch, so I didn't even bother trying.
Yeah, one night, Kathy and I were talking, and she goes, all my DVR is, like, cleared up. And what did I say, Kathy, about mine?
It's a foreign concept to me.
Yeah, I said that. I'm like, that's a foreign concept. I'm like, wow, that, yeah, that is. I mean, for me, anyway. Let's see. No, Carrie's not back on yet. Oh, that's too bad. Ladies, are you following sleep on us?
I'm here.
Carrie might have thought the show ended, too, at 11:30, so she might not be calling back. She might have thought your show was ending.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I usually say it, but...
But she got cut off, and maybe she thought...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Why call in? Because it was going to end.
too, and I mean, you know, so has anyone started their Christmas shopping yet? At all, anyone?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm not ready.
It's too early.
I know, that's how I feel.
Just like Christmas trees.
Some people
like,
are crazy and get all their Christmas shopping done like the first day of fall, and I'm like, you're nuts.
I usually get it done around the 10th or the 15th. You know, once I got all done on Christmas Eve, but, you know, I was really busy that year, and, yeah. But I got Christmas cards today, you guys. Okay, who wants to make a bet that I will have any intention of sending them out, but they won't get mailed?
Do what I do. Buy the stamps first, and then you feel like you have to send them out.
Oh, I could have done that. But they were really cute. I mean, they were like $5 for like 20 of them. I was going to give them 30-pack, but the 30-pack cost like $10. And I'm like, I don't want to spend $10 on Christmas cards. I was a Target, so.
Well, especially if you're not going to send them out.
Okay, right. You know what? I am going to try. I'm going to really, really try. I'm, you know,
I have
to
do mine this weekend.
You know, my mom.
It's the only time of year some people hear from me.
My mom always tries to send hers out, and then they become New Year calls. So I'm like, well, New Year calls works. Okay, we have 13 minutes before the show ends. Anyone has any other news, any other things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liaison Radio will be back next week.
Yay! We really have missed you.
Okay.
Yes. You know, you doing this so once a month is good, but, you know, it's weird.
I'm still keeping up with General Hospital on YouTube. I just don't watch it live anymore.
Yeah, but let's see. Watching live or going into a coma, let's see. Which one we'll pick? Going in a coma!
Yeah. Mm.
And can you help him? Can you tell the American people who is the most supportive person of your comments?
You are. You're also really supportive of me not going to work, which is kind of a bad thing, but kind of a good thing at the same time. Kind of
well, come on. You looking for him is the most in a suicide. And you don't need that.
Yeah, I need to find another job that doesn't involve working for my uncle.
Yeah, working with family never works, in my opinion.
It really depends, I guess, what kind of family you have, but.
Abba, you working this weekend or are you off?
Alva's gone.
Mm-hmm. Alva's gone. Alva's still on the Swiss boat.
Oh, maybe she's here. Alva?
Okay, wait, so what are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'm working, but Sunday I get to see Becky and Steve. Becky and Scott.
Oh, good. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to see all my nieces and nephew at the mall tomorrow so they can have their picture with Santa. So
Rachel, where are Becky and Scott?
They're gonna go to Fort
be in Fort Lauderdale, and it's like only a couple hours from where I live, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my mom and I are going to go over there together, and so she's never done anything like that before either, so.
That's cool.
It's a mother-daughter trip.
Oh, I like what you're doing. I like that. Oh, I hope you have a good time.
When is it, Rachel?
Sunday.
Oh.
Rachel, if you have time, call back in next week and report how it was.
Okay.
Either here or on Lane's on Radio.
Okay, I'll probably be on both shows next weekend because I don't have to work next weekend. So, but I'm fixing to get up here in a minute because I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but it's only one day and then I'm off again, so.
How long do you have to work tomorrow?
Well, it's 12-hour days. So I only work like 3 days a week, though.
Wow.
So it's nice.
I mean, but by the time you get home, I bet you want to do is sleep.
Yeah, pretty much, because I get up and it's nighttime and I leave and it's nighttime. So, yeah.
Kathy, are you catching up on shows all weekend? Oh, is that your plan? Do you even have a plan?
I'm going to get up tomorrow and start watching shows. I got some stuff in my DVR to watch, so I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Kathy, do you watch Scandal?
Yes.
Are you caught up?
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk about it later then.
Yeah,
I'm
caught up.
I missed last night's episode. But I heard about the Twitter, there was a thing on Twitter where everybody was talking about it, like the official Scandal page was telling everybody was going on the show. Yeah, I heard about that because somebody told me, they was like, Candace, do not go on Twitter because you need to see it by yourself. So that's what I'm going to probably do after I get off the phone tonight is watch Scandal.
Go watch it before you find out too much about it. Yeah, go. I don't want to give it away, though, so you got to watch it.
So do he ends up going to the party, right? Oh, I should shut up, huh?
Yeah, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Do you watch it, Alpha?
I watch it every now and then.
I think it's a great show.
But that part I did watch, I was like, ooh, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now this show is confuses me. You have to pay attention to that show, too. Not as much as Revenge, but you have to pay attention. And sometimes, I don't know.
Revenge, yeah.
This week, Revenge got me. I'm like, wait a minute. When it first started, I said, wait a minute. What's going on here? Because they went back those years.
Mm-hmm.
They went back. And first I said, wait a minute. Don't do this to me. I said, I don't know what's going on. But then one of us explained it was years back. I said, okay, all right. That show confuses me.
Yeah, her, what's her name? Adrienne Barbeau, is that her name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Adrienne Barbeau.
I am glad she's not my mother.
No, I know. I'm glad she, I know.
Yeah. Wasn't she on Dental Hospital too?
Yeah.
Oh, my mom.
No, she was
Brenda General.
Yeah, she
was
Brenda's mother.
I saw that, but I wasn't sure, so.
No, she was, what's his name's wife?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, she was the publicist who had her son.
The bald guy.
What's his
name? Balkan.
The Balkan.
The Balkan.
The Balkan's wife.
That's right, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
The Balkan scared me. Don't know why, but the Balkans killed me. I'm glad he went away.
Theo. Theo.
Yes.
Theo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not Brenda's mother, but Brenda's son's grandmother.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, and she was on, Vanessa Marcel was on,
wasn't she on Hawaii
5-0? Hawaii 5-0, I think, this week or maybe next week, or maybe it was all the way on
this week,
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, this week. It was this week.
Okay, I just remember seeing I come to it, so. But, you know, oh, I am scared new, and that's still we got picked up for season, so that's good.
Good. They're both good shows. I'm really enjoying Nashville, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get caught up with that one.
You have to watch one of them.
You haven't seen it at all?
I know, Kate. But like I said, during the Christmas and New Year's break, I will be all caught up. I will be very proud of myself. I do not want to be bold during Christmas and New Year's break. Because there won't be anything on for Carly or Ross. And that would be bad, because then I would be bold. And then I will be bugging Liaison to get a plane ticket here.
Aww.
Liaison, are you even paying attention to what I just said? Okay, then. Liaison, I'm fine. Liaison.
She's not paying attention.
Liaison. Call me person.
Well.
Fine, Liaison.
I don't think she's there.
Just forget it, Carly. Yeah.
Forget it.
Carly, can you remind me to do something before Monday? I really need you to remind me to do this. I need you to remind me to book a hotel room for February.
Did we just say goodbye, yeah? So did Cassie's office whisper now, too? Vlog Talk is freaking me out tonight, people. Very real Vlog Talk.
Bad
blog talk. I just wanted to say like 10 bad before I got off air.
You only said 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Count for me, Kelly. Bad.
One of those space quattro cinco. That's all I got.
Bad. Oh, Candace, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I just know I told you to remind me to book a hotel for February. That's what I'm doing, I guess, is booking a hotel.
Where are we going in February?
See, this tells me you wasn't paying attention to me.
Okay,
I said it on the show 3 weeks ago. I said I was going to the Indie Soap Awards come February.
Kathy, you better help me out here. I've got a lot on my mind, okay? And.
But you made a comment saying, oh, okay, you're going to the Soap Awards as my correspondent. Didn't she say that, y'all? You said I was going to be correspondent.
Okay, I am not perfect. I am not perfect, people, okay? Now, Carly is not perfect.
You should be writing this stuff down. These are things you should be writing down. Like, okay, Candace is going to the Indie Soap Awards. She could be Crystal freaking out, okay? I'm just saying.
You know, Candace, you almost got a nice Dead Roses when you were in the hospital, but I didn't have your address and then I looked how much a Dead Roses cost and where it cost a lot of sense. So, but
I think
we
are sending them. I think if we're going to have, if you should have, wait a minute, I think if you ever have an end of the year show, like, you know, the best of 2000, what year is this, 12? I think me and Chrissy both should get the award for the most calls from being in the hospital, for being medicated, for being on for alcohol. Well, no, that might go to somebody else. But, yeah, I forgot, Carly, because you were on a, you did.
Candace, you know I love you. You know I care about you. You know I was really worried about you in the hospital. Even ask Kathy. By Kathy.
What?
Kathy.
Callie was very worried about you, Candace. In fact, Callie called me and said, you
10 seconds
believe this.
Until we are off air.
She said, you wouldn't believe this. Candace just texted me. She was in the hospital. Callie was so worried.
Yeah, I didn't want you to die or anything. I totally missed you.
Wait,
anything.
Who said again? I know that had to be the punchline, like Candace is in the hospital. Again.
I would never make a punchline.
No, I wouldn't know, Sissy. I was worried about you. I'm like, Paul, see, you know, I feel sorry for you because I know my operations are like. And I went on with them. Well, I went with them on Kelly Monaco, but I went with them on anyone else.
Yeah, it was fun being in the hospital right before Thanksgiving. Like, I seriously am still upset the fact that I didn't get to enjoy Thanksgiving this year. So I'm going to recreate it next weekend. My godmother said she's going to recreate Thanksgiving for me next weekend.
That's nice. All I would want recreated would be the mashed potatoes, the rolls.
I don't want to talk about mashed potatoes because I had to have mashed potatoes for 2 weeks. I had that soup raw, mashed potatoes, soup, anything that was mushy where I wouldn't be able to chew anything. So today was the first time I actually had something solid.
Yay! What did you have?
I had some waffles with some scrambled eggs and some bacon.
Ooh.
And it was good. Don't take that for granted, everybody. Take it that you can eat real food. Okay? Because once that's gone and you're on mashed potatoes and soup, I don't want to see Campbell's soup anymore. I don't want to see mashed potatoes anymore. I don't want to see gravy. I don't want to see any of that for at least 6 months. So, good. It was, yeah, it was good enough. Yeah, I'm over it, Campbell. I wanted a Twinkie. That tells you something. I was like, okay, I want a Twinkie. Like, all the foods I've really wanted, I was like, okay, McDonald's, I miss it. Taco Bell, I miss it. Subway.
Oh, Candace, oh, my God. Oh, okay. Now you can't have it again? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, the last Saturday was weird because I tried to force myself to eat something from McDonald's. But needless to say, when I opened my mouth to get burger in, one of the stitches popped.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, we had to go back to get that stitched up. So that's what they said. You have to wait. I'm like, okay. Like, freaking soup. So.
Poor Candace.
Yeah, that's all.
Bye, Anna. Thanks for coming. Anna's really nice. Anna's sweet for coming. Even though I don't know what time is, we'll see his best. But no, Candace, do not try the new onion burger, cider onion burger there. It's not that good. I mean, honest. I'm just trying to.
I'm just a huge Big Mac chicken McNugget person at McDonald's.
You know, whenever I go to McDonald's now, I close my eyes because I don't want to leave the calorie count.
Oh, I look at that and laugh. Am I wrong for doing that?
Does everyone have the calorie count on their
at McDonald's
where everyone lives? I think that is the most annoying thing ever. But then I want to go to Kathy's place that you had the other night, Kathy. When you were telling me about it, you had me drooling.
Oh, the place I get takeout?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
You help me drooling.
I got a gyro with feta cheese.
Ooh.
Did I tell you I had the feta cheese on it?
Yeah, you told me that, but it sounded just so good the way you were describing it.
Yeah, I like food. I like food.
You know what? I like food too, and I know I'm never gonna be like a size 3 or 4. I've given up.
So who cares?
Yeah, I know, but
yeah.
I was just thinking.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. In Kansas, I agree with you about the Big Macs. They are really good.
They really are good. I'm going to tell you what I get. I get the Big Mac meal, okay, with a hot fudge sundae, extra hot fudge, and a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay, Candace, can you please come to Subu Fan Club Weekend with me and hang out with me?
Yeah. I gotta actually start planning my vacation this year.
Well, but, you know, if you came, you would be more than welcome to room with Laidlaw and I, right, Laidlaw? Right, Carly? Yeah. See?
Well, I just realized how close we are to February, because tomorrow is December.
Oh, my God, I have a drop. Oh, God, I hope I didn't say anything better. Ever went. Alpha one, bye bye. Now.
Bye, Alpha.
Bye.
But Candace, do you want? Okay, but you want to go? Or?
Yeah.
How will you feel about rooming with us?
That's fine.
Okay.
But I really want
you to go.
I know. I'm going to go. I mean. The thing was, I was debating, you know this, I was debating whether or not to go, but now I really want to go, even though I made a promise a couple of years ago saying I wouldn't, but now I'll go.
Because you want to hang out with Carly, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cassie, come with us.
Oh, no, I can't go.
I know you can't go. But hey, if we win the lottery, you can.
Well...
the plane.
You can tell me all about it.
I will be calling you from there.
Wait a minute. Kathy, where do you live at? What state?
I live in Massachusetts.
You want to go to the Indy Soap Awards with me in New York?
I couldn't get there.
I'll come pick you up. I'll pick you up in a limo.
That sounds good.
Imagine people in your complex, Kathy, if you showed up in a limo.
I'll be the Richard Gere. I'll pop out with like a little like dress outfit on and hold up red roses and say, Kathy!
That sounds good, Candace.
I did that to my cousin one time. I embarrassed the crap out of her. I was like, Dominic! They was like, really? But no, I like really got to get a ball on this because the awards is February 19th, which is a Wednesday. And I got to figure out what to wear, all that stuff.
But no, you and I could go to an event together.
Yeah. It's just one thing though. If I go, I have to like kind of not be around Brandon Dash, as you know, because of the whole thing that happened between me and him. We had a secret affair. I'm joking.
Oh, and you can come with me at Bradford's event, because I might need you.
Yeah. Well,
to hold you back?
One of my friends. What? He did something really sweet for one of my friends. He sung her happy birthday 2 weeks ago. Yeah. because it was him, Brandon, and Kirsten. Kirsten Storm had their event in New Jersey, and she got serenaded by Bradford. Bradford surprised her with a birthday cake and everything. She sent me a video on my phone, and the look on her face when she realized Bradford was the one that's kind of like her mom told Bradford it was her birthday. So Bradford, being the dork that he is, the lovable dork, he said, "Oh, somebody's getting older, and it's not me." It's like, I was like, "Oh," and they all sung happy birthday to her. She cried, and she was like, "Oh my gosh!" It's like, so.
Callie, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Billy just came in a little while ago with the groceries, and I want to talk to him for a few minutes.
Okay, are you calling me before you go to bed?
I will.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye. Candace, you know you have made me a very happy person tonight. Cause I know you never texted me back with an answer, and I'm like, great, Candace is mad at me.
I
never got it.
Really?
That's why I asked you tonight. I'm like, okay, what do I do now? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely go. I mean, I'm already preparing, like I said, like I have to figure out with my vacations because I get 3 vacations next year. So that's why I'm like splitting everything up into like when I go to New York, I know it's like 19th. To the 23rd, because that's the day after my birthday. So I'll say.
Yeah, so are you on the committee of, because you told me the weekend. Did you know when they will be announcing the whole deal? I mean, when they can take.
Well, right now they're doing the submitting the web series, like all the web shows that's out there are submitting their best episode for the best web series for, like, each category. Like, there's the action, there's the comedy, there's the series, you know, the soaps and stuff like that. And then what's going to happen is, after that, then the actors themselves have to submit something for their whatever category they're going to be in. So
Are you also on the committee? Well, I mean...
I wish!
Are you also on... but do you know any more about, like, Fan Club Weekend when they are going to announce if it's going to be at the same hotel when they are?
Well, what I was told, I'm now getting 2 different stories. Because the one website where the girl who played Abby and also Maggie, because their event is coming up, it was actually last weekend, it is where it was going to be at. They said it was going to be at the same place as last year. But then somebody tells me, no, they're going back to the Sportsman's End.
Cool. So
I already asked Debbie. I already tweeted Debbie O'Connor about that because I want to make sure that if it's at the Sportsman's End, I suggest staying there when we go. That way we
That's why I was going to talk to you off air about if you'd be willing to split the room, blah, 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 and if you could do it, that would be great.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm about to find out right now. Double checking it.
Yeah. Samantha, you want to come with us?
She's 11 too.
Did she hang up too? Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, Sam won too. Okay. Well, this you and I, Levon is tired. But Candace, call me this weekend.
Okay.
Okay, night guys. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.